In the food section of the New York Times, you can find the ubiquitous recipes, restaurant reviews, and special features. In the March 8th edition, freelancer Paul Adams wrote about an egg and how he tried to cook it with two cell phones. He's on the line with us from Manhattan. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Describe the procedure as briefly as you can.
I read an instruction on the web for how to cook an egg with two cell phones. You call one phone with the other, place them so their antennas are pointing at each other, place a raw egg in between. It didn't say how long to leave it, so I left it for an hour and a half. Somehow the radiation is supposed to cook the egg, which has frightening implications for our heads.
Did it work?
It did not work.
It did not work. And the origin of the idea, you say you found it on the internet?
It was circulating, and after I tried the experiment, I tracked it down, and it turns out it's from a hoax newspaper from 2000 from the UK.
All right, but this intrigued you because you are in many ways an egg man. I mean, explain it, the many ways you've cooked or tried to cook an egg.
Well, more since the cell phone experiment than before, but I've tried now cooking an egg on a radiator and in a drip coffee maker and under an iron.
Under an iron?
Wrap it in foil, put a hot iron on top, wait a few minutes. It's a beautiful fried egg.
Oh, so you smashed the egg.
I cracked it, yes.
I cracked it. Have you ever fried one on the sidewalk?
I don't think that would get hot enough.
Ah.
Certainly not in New York.
Coffee maker, dishwasher?
A dishwasher. It's great for poaching fish, poach an egg, wrap it so it doesn't taste soapy. Dishwasher gets up to about 160 degrees, firms up the protein. It's delicious.
We reached you in a test kitchen in Manhattan. Are you working with eggs?
I am actually working with eggs today. I'm long cooking a dozen eggs. I'm cooking them for 12 hours at 164 degrees, which supposedly is supposed to turn them slightly brown and make them very tender and nutty tasting.
Hmm. What's up with you and eggs?
They're just easy to work with. They're versatile. They're simple. You don't have to season them first. They change color while they cook, so it's easy to monitor their progress. They're cheap. They're prepackaged in shells. They're a good sort of test bed ingredient.
And good subject for writing, right?
Definitely.
Paul Adams is a freelance food writer, and he joined us on the phone from a test kitchen somewhere in Manhattan. Paul, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.